Give Jesus a hand clap. Give Jesus a hand clap. Not just because of song, not just because it's over, but give Jesus a hand clap. We need to understand that our best is yet to come. Amen. Just when you think things have changed and moved in your favor, and you think this is all it's going to get, this is it. No, there's more to come. Yeah. The Bible says he takes you from glory to glory to glory. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I want to go from glory to glory to glory. Yeah. Don't you? Yeah. My best is yet to come. I said, let me say it again. My best is yet to come. What has entered into your ear gates that has made you to disbelieve in his promise? What has entered your ear gates? Are you beginning to hear a lie just because what you see with your eyes? There's a lie that has infiltrated the ears of the people of God, and it's caused them to have disbelief, and it's caused them to feel like they're never going to get above and beyond. Well, I'm here to prophesy to you that your season is now. Now. And then when your next season comes, you're going to talk about it the same way. You're going to say, my season is already here. Man. I feel a dreadful spirit in the house. I feel like this season is dreadful because I've got too much to do, not enough time to do it, and not enough money to buy what I want to get. Your season that you're in is what you make of it. That's just the honest truth. We may not have everything that we want, what we need. Do this. You're alive. You're breathing. You're walking. You may be walking with a limp. You may be walking with your back hurting. You may be walking with a headache. You may be walking with something. But you're walking. You're moving. You got life. You got vigor inside of you. You got hope. Don't let that lying devil come to steal you of your joy. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If we've come in here tonight to do surgery, then that's what we'll do. Let's cut some things open. We get into this fix like, well, I've got to do all this extra work so I can pay my bills. You created those bills, not God. It's not his responsibility to pay your debt. But you get all mad because you can't pay all the bills that you created. Don't get mad at God. The Bible says this, it'll help you. He's given you the power to obtain wealth. But he says also this, seek wisdom first. Seek the kingdom. And then all these things shall be added unto you. And what we have done, we got a little jingling in our pocket and it goes right through you. And it's created another bill. And what happens is this season comes in and you're dreading the season because now I've got to go fight all the crowds to get all these sales. How about when it used to be when you could just bake a gift? You remember that? You could just bake it. Or when you were in school, how many of y'all remember when you used to make a gift for your parents? Huh? And they're still hung on some of the trees now. Just make it. It's a lot cheaper. I don't know about you. When I get real hungry, convenience costs. But time saves me money. Just go to the grocery store, pick you up some groceries, and make you dinner. It will save you money. Convenience will cost you something. Talking to you for real now. Oh, Jesus, come on. I'm trying to get somewhere, James. Really, I'm trying to just get honest and just to get in the Christmas spirit. I think we're going to hang, what do you call those things that you hang from the ceiling? Everybody kisses each other. Mistletoe. Hang some mistletoe so y'all can come in all happy. Maybe some of y'all start looking for a hookup or something. I don't know. We may get filled in here and start saying it's a singles club and they'll come in then. Jeez. Here's the thing. Jesus came so he can give you life and give it to you more abundantly. What you do in this lifespan determines how your outcome's going to be. I don't know about you. If I was to just knock over this poinsettia plant and all of the dirt that was in there came out, that's God's fault, right? He got to clean it up. So it's going to be there till rapture comes. It's because it's the reaction that I did that caused it. Right? Well, it's not his responsibility to clean up your mess. He will give you the ability to clean up what you started. He'll do that. But we get so stubborn, we don't want to change our ways. We don't want to change that. And then we go through what we call a valley. A valley. Just go through a valley. You been through a valley before? Uh-huh. Valley sometimes seems like you're alone. Sometimes feel like ain't nobody there with you. Sometimes you wish somebody was there with you to help you. But it seems like the ones that you called on to be your friends, they're not there in that valley with you. Sometimes we just don't quite see that there's a result coming that's not favorable for you. And you wind up in the valley. But let me shed a little bit light. He is the lily of the valley. If you hold it, I will see. We need to understand him. You understand? We need to understand Jesus. We need to get beyond all this theological talk about how things are and how they need to be. The reality is they are is what they are. It is what it is. Right? But he's right there with you. But you have something speaking to you right now. It's called circumstance. And these circumstances, maybe you've done them. Maybe somebody else did them to you. Maybe you got blindsided by it. But what I'm trying to tell you is that there's a voice that is speaking. It's not the voice of God. The voice of God, how you know it's God, is the content in which he speaks to you. The content. I don't know if I heard God. What was the content that was spoken to you? And then you'll know he's leading you to a direction that will get you out of your valley. Is there a valley that is so deep that he can't reach you? Huh? Is there a pit so dark and so dismal that he can't meet you there? No, he gets there with you. He abides with you. He waits with you. And he's there to help you come out. But the season is determined with your attitude in your season. Y'all don't want to listen. No, not y'all. I'm talking. That's how God is. Y'all don't want to listen. I said, listen. Do you hear me? You keep doing these things, expecting a different result. Quit it. Just quit it. You got no rhythm in here. We need to start marching to a different beat of a drum. We've been doing Wednesday. I ain't going to Bible study today. I work all day and, you know, I got kids to feed. And there you go. But you want time to work. Yeah, do your job. Show up late to your job consistently. What happened? Poof! But we want God to come through for us. Do we not? But we not you guys, y'all. Beautiful. But we have church folks today that can't get committed. Oh, sure. I'll go on Sunday when I can. It's my only day off. I'm going to sleep in. I got to get caught up in my sleep. How about you sacrifice your Sunday so he can give you more days back in return? It's his day. He only requires 2 hours. For some, it's an hour. Or 30 minutes, depending on how you look at it. And we still can't do that. But we want God to come through. I told God the other day, I said, God, how you going to bless me is how you going to bless me. And through whom you going to choose to bless me, that's who you choose to bless me. But I mean, dang, if anybody's going to bless me and hold me like a puppet on a string. That's called manipulation, which is like witchcraft. I don't know about you. When God blesses you, the Bible says it adds no sorrow, adds no grief, adds no manipulation, adds no control. He just blesses you because he loves you. That's why you're talking about blessing, because I don't want to talk about cursing. I've been cursed all my life. Haven't you been cursed? People say, I pobre the seat, I mija. No, I'm not poor. I rebuke that. I'm not poor. Well, Jesus was poor. Jesus was not poor. What about you? Who's going to want to fight over a tunic that's all full of holes? It's not. It wasn't because it was beautiful. It was expensive. That they cast lots for it because he had riches. Oh, he left the ultimate wealth to come down here for you. So when he did that, he brought it here and you can obtain it. Just come on, Josh. I try to get into Christmas stuff and I can't. Colleen, I can't. Mike, I need to see some eyes, Michael. I need to see some eyes. Every time you've turned your oven on, every time, it's been for the benefit of the kingdom. Every time you bless a house, God says, I bless your house. Every time you turn your oven on and you put your heart into it, I release what's in my heart for you. And every time you begin to put the ingredients together, you will see I will bring the ingredient to the houses in which you display it. You have labored. You've toiled. You've sown in tears. Not asking God for a return, but requiring of him his word. He said every time that you would get up in the middle of the night just to pace in the kitchen because you couldn't sleep and you asked him, God, I know you have me. I know you have my children. But can you just give me peace? I have ordered your steps. And in the process of ordering your steps, what you gather, what you put together, will be exactly what I will do for you. I will gather them, I will bring them together, and they'll be one as before. This is just the beginning. Just the beginning of miracle after miracle after miracle. It's been a setup. Listen to me good. It's been a setup for her. It's a setup Because what I'm about to bring to your precious daughter is going to be greater than what money can buy. Greater. When the ark was in Obed-Edom's house was blessed. Keep getting into the house of God, bringing the presence of God, and you will see the grace and the mercy of God be displayed in that house because you're carrying the ark. You are the presence of the Almighty God that is bringing in His presence into the house. When there has been discord, I have brought unity. Where there has been division, I have brought together a one mind, one spirit, and a sound mind into the home. I have brought the ark into your house, says the Spirit of God. But it doesn't stop there. The Bible says that Obed-Edom's house and his family and his descendants were blessed. Some of you are here to come over see. Yeah, you got that, James. You got it. Some of you are wondering why there's only one of the family that is going and getting their time with God. Is because their house, their descendants, and the people are about to be blessed because they're bringing the presence of God into that house. Obed-Edom was not even supposed to have the ark. Wasn't supposed to have it. But the mere fact that it was there, they got blessed. When people are telling you, don't be going to church so much. Don't be doing so much for God. What has He done for you? He's given your health. He's brought you out of the street. He brought you out of your stronghold and your mindset to bring echo. Your daddy's coming home. Look at me. Your daddy's coming home. Your daddy's coming home. Your daddy's coming home. Your daddy's coming home. Beloved, I believe it by faith right now. Your daddy is coming home. He's 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 coming home. And everything will be dropped. Everything will be dropped. Oh, my God. My God. I've heard your prayer, says God. I've heard your prayer, says God. Your daddy's coming home, and he will grab and hold you and tell you, baby, I kept seeing your face. I kept seeing your face, and I promised God that I would never, ever, ever leave your sight again. And beloved, there's a ring coming to you. There's a ring coming to you. There's a ring coming to you. Hear me good. Hear me good. What you do for the house of God, God will do for your house. He will do for your house. When you brought provisions to this house, God says, I will provide for your house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Yeah, ba-ba-ba-ba. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mama, hear me good. There's going to be a piece of paper that's going to be a legalized document that is going to come to her. She's going to sign it, and it's going to be turned over to your son. It's going to be turned over to your son. And not only that, when he gets the document signed over, he's going to ask for the mineral rights as well. And there's going to be mineral in that ground that they have yet to discover. And he is going to go from where he's at, from Lodabar, and he's going to go to the mountaintop experience. And what you ask God to do for you, he's going to do it. But he's going to do it through your eldest, and he's going to do it. He's going to say, this is for you, my God. Transfer the deeds, oh God. Transfer the deeds, God. Mineral rights, oh God. Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you. I give you praise. I give you honor to your name, Lord. I bless what you're doing, Holy Spirit. I bless what you're doing, Holy Spirit. Move by your Spirit in this house, oh God. Drive out every false and lying tongue. Drive out every familiar spirit. Every manipulating spirit, oh God. Father, I thank you for the authority that you've given to the people of God, Lord. I thank you for the keys that have been distributed amongst your people, your believers, Father God. By faith, God, we unlock the doors now, God, that the enemy is shut on us, oh God. My God. Jesus, hallelujah. 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 Oh, ba, 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 ba. the turn of 2014, she's going to come into some money, and she said, yes, now it's time, and I will take it over. Now it is time, I will take it over. And she will give you the down payment that will enable you to be sustained. In the process of that sustainment, in that period of time, you will see that there's going to be an increase and a multiplication, because it's coming through the ministry that God has given you. It is going to become to be birthed out of the home. It will go into different places. You'll begin to move in the free will of God. The money is being released to her, and Gina's going to buy it from you. She's going to buy it from you. Her husband's going to walk in and say, I don't know how this happened, but are you still willing? Because we're ready now. And you won't even have to give the number that'll be given to you. It'll be given to you. Let your oil flow, oh God. Let your oil flow. I speak deliverance in the atmosphere tonight. I speak deliverance right now in the atmosphere tonight. Deliver, set free, set your captives free. Let the mindset be renewed, oh God. Let the learned behaviors become new behaviors, God. Father, I thank you right now that a conniving, manipulating, and controlling spirit in the home, Father, is bound. In Jesus' mighty name, I take authority over it now, and I take the strong man out of the house. Silence him, oh God. Silence him now in Jesus' mighty name. Let there be a display of love and grace in the home. Let there be a unity. Let there be a love in the atmosphere. And let there be peace in the atmosphere, God. I thank you right now that no more doors will be slammed. No more yelling. No more shouting. No more of this doubt being released into the atmosphere. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Whomever you are in this house tonight. Know that you leave here and the atmosphere will change. God, I thank you right now that an angered spirit has been bound. Ooh, hallelujah. It's a spirit that begins with agitation. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that spirit and every linking and attached spirit of agitation, bitterness, and anger is bound in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that right now, Father, there's a release in the atmosphere, oh God, for the people of God in their homes, in their jobs, Lord, and even in their vehicles, Lord. That have been under attack. Father, I declare that the devil is bound, and every demon and principality that is attached to it, I cancel the orders now in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I release a wholeness into their vehicle. And Father, I even thank you right now for newness to be released to the people of God. Father, Solomon asked for wisdom to better guide your people. And because he didn't ask for riches, you gave it unto him. But Father, I ask you right now for the people of God, for the blessing that is rightfully theirs, formed and fitted and fastened just for them, God, that is released in this season, in this time, and in this atmosphere, for your people of God to no longer be dismayed, no longer to have doubt, and no longer to question the blessings that are written in your precious word, Lord. I thank you in advance for victory now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, sweet, sweet, precious Jesus. Hey. someone is having abdominal pains, and these abdominal pains, you're unable to eat. It's caused stress that when you begin to even want to eat, you begin to get nauseous, and that even the pain will not release. So you go on just eating just enough just to get by. Father, right now I speak to that nervousness right now. And I speak into that spirit and that infirmity right now. I bind you now in the name of Jesus. I remove you out of the individual. And I plant in peace, peace, comfort, and joy. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that the lining of the intestine right now, the ulcers, Father God, that were created through the stress, is being healed right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. It's caused acid reflux as well. The esophagus has also been burning because it's the acid has come up and begin to erode away at the lining of your throat. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I just release right now healing virtue right now in that area. In Jesus' mighty name. I take authority over it right now. Every sickness and every disease that is in this house, I take authority over you right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Blood disorders, there's a detox taking place right now. Detox right now. Someone's addiction is being removed out of their system right now. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. This addiction has caused you to be cotton mouth. And sometimes your tongue will stick to the palate of your mouth. Individual here tonight and individuals represented through family members here. Father, I thank you right now for total deliverance right now. And I speak into the atmosphere of the individual. I rest him by the Spirit of the living God. And I thank you in advance right now for the spirit of deliverance right now to go forth. Drive out, oh God, by your precious word, oh God. This addiction in place within them, Father God, an addiction to your spirit, an addiction to your word, an addiction to your presence, God, an addiction to who you are, God, that will only be satisfied by your presence, God. Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name for total deliverance and healing right now. Right now. Someone's DUI is getting wiped away. Someone's DUI is getting wiped away right now in Jesus' mighty name. And it has to do with the job. It has to do with the job. And they will get the job. They won't see the DUI. Father, I thank you in advance for what you're doing, what you're speaking in this atmosphere. Oh my God. Hallelujah, Father. I yield to your spirit, oh God. I yield to your spirit, God. Under the precious Holy Spirit, I speak under the auspice of the Holy Ghost. Someone's brother that has been wayward. Someone's brother that has been wayward for a very long time, that has caused pain within the children, has caused pain into the mother. This child is coming home. This child's heart is being turned around and asking for forgiveness. Bitter, hatred, unforgiveness. I thank you in advance right now, God, for such a restoration into the home and into the family right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy, God, you're worthy. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Oh, sweet, precious Jesus. Oh, by the counsel of the Holy Ghost, speak truth, Father, into the heart. Lord, I thank you right now that everything that has entered into the ear gates, Father God, that is not of you and of your host, Lord, I bind it now in the name of Jesus. I uproot it at its very root, and I silence the tongue that is speaking. And I speak right now, Father God, as the seraphim angel goes forth to silence that tongue of negativity that spews out bitterness and division. Silence. But Father, bring healing to their heart and unto their soul. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you, God, for deliverance, Lord. I thank you for deliverance, God. Oh, I thank you for deliverance, God. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. Oh, you're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. You are the balm of Gilead. You are the lily of the valley, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Go home. I want you to place your hand on your daddy's door. Before 6 months into 2014, there will be a release. There'll be a release. In this release, rest is coming to your father. Rest. He's labored for little, but he's going to reap much. He's going to reap much. There's a release, Michael, for him. For him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Yes, yes. Thank you.
Holy Spirit. I just release right now, Father God. In total agreement as a body stands together, Lord, at the altar, at your throne, God. That as we stand together as a people of God, together in unison, in agreement, Lord, we alter and we change our circumstance right now. We declare that the change is transcended beyond our life, but to generations to come, to the households, to grandchildren that have yet to be created, to marriages to come. Father, right now, I just thank you in advance right now that the altar alters and changes our circumstance. But together in agreement and in unity as the people of God, take a united front and a united stand for the people of God. We serve notice unto the enemy right now. No more. No more. No more. No more. Now loose. Now loose. 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 Everything that is rightfully theirs. Everything that belongs to the people of God. Loose it now in Jesus' mighty name. Let houses come forth. Vehicles come forth. Let the inheritance be paid in full. Jesus, my God, my God. Now release healing virtue right now in the body of Christ. Touch them, God. Touch them, God. And release right now your healing virtue, God. And we declare healing from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord, that they become whole in you, God. And I thank you, God, that the lying spirit of sickness and disease is bound in Jesus' mighty name. You have no place in the body because we stand in agreement. In agreement together, we put thousands and 10,000 and 100,000 to flight now. And that every foul and unclean spirit is broken off of the lives of these people. It is bound and no longer has an effect on the lives of their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, and their future and their destiny. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we receive your blessing, God, and we take it by force. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I give a shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Victory, 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 declares the Lord. Walk it out and receive your healing. Receive your blessing. I completed the work that I have started in you, says the Spirit of the living God. And know this, it will not draw nigh unto you ever again. Ever again. I have removed it, says the Spirit of God. I have removed it. I have removed it, says God, once and for all. The Bible says that He blots it out. He blots it out. There's not even a remembrance of it. There's not even a stain of it. It's all gone. It's all gone. I bless you from the crown of your head
to the soles of your feet. I speak into the spirit man within. The treasure is being opened. The treasure is being opened. Receive the blessing of God and walk out your destiny. For the path that I have laid before you, I have called you into a place of leadership with an understanding of the heart, an understanding of pain and sorrow, abandonment and rejection. You will reach out to and you will bring them to wholeness, says the Spirit of the living God. Embrace them with the love that you have, the love that I have given you, says the Spirit of God, and they will turn unto the Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for such a strong, strong anointing, oh God, that will go through and destroy every work of the enemy, that the enemy has tried to destroy the work of the family, try to destroy the work of their faith. And Father, it's even infiltrated into the mindset of faith, Lord. And I thank you right now that it's a foul spirit that has been found out, is bound now in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft, you are bound right now in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you now, and I release wholeness into the house, wholeness into the relationship, wholeness into the family. And there is going to be a reuniting once again of the family members that have been distant, ripped apart, torn apart, but they're coming back together, says the Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Silence the voices that are speaking to you now. It is not of me, says the Spirit of God. But what I speak to you is the content that you are my precious child. You are my precious child. I created you in my image, and everything that you desire, continue to desire even the more. He has spoken it to you once before. You're not going to get one, but you will always get double. Double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. You have labored. You have raised wonderful children. You have gone and labored so hard. You have laid down, and you have also given up so much. God says he has seen that, and even the tears that you've cried, even in unbelief, disbelief, God says, I'm bringing to you a level of faith because I'm about to manifest to you what you desire the most. And it is coming in the realm of your child, and your child shall receive what you have asked in prayer. And ask, because God has showed you in a dream that things are going to turn around.
Amen.
Father, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. All of God, precious, wonderful, in agreement. Children of God said, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a hand clap. Give him a hand clap. Woo. Hallelujah. My, 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 my. Glory. 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 Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, I thank you that you're entering in to our circumstance, that you've come riding now on the white horse. You're not coming in peace, but you're coming in war. I thank you that we're not a people that are going to be pushed around. I thank you that we're not a people that are going to back down. I thank you that we're a people that are going to stand our ground. We're going to stake our claim to our ground, and we're going to receive our promises, and we're going to drive out the inhabitants of the land, and we will have victory over the territory. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the times and the seasons. There's a season, Lord, that we have stepped into and that has become a part of us, Lord, in our destiny. We will no longer speak how the season is. We will begin to declare that the season is this and not that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, you're so good. Ooh, you're so good. Ooh-wee. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Oh, my. Wow. I want to read something to you and we'll just call it a night. I think we already had church. I got it, Bubba. Thank you, though. Thank you. Yeah. That's good. I want to share something with you that I believe is very interesting. It's found in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12 in the NIV. I'll begin to read it if you want to read along or you want to go ahead and just make a note of this. I'm just going to share a quick note with you real quick. I believe this is a prophetic statement unto the body of Christ of what is taking place right now. Many have depicted this particular story to be the story of the birth of Jesus being the actual Christmas story. But what I want to share with you that I believe that the Holy Spirit is sharing with us, that it's a prophetic statement, that we must first understand that there's some things that need to take place first prophetically to understand who Jesus really is. I'll begin reading in Matthew 2, verse 1 through 12 in the NIV. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. And it says in quote, "In Bethlehem in Judea." They replied in quote, "For this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah." I repeat, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time. Say exact time. The star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them and until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed, and on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Father, I thank you for the reading of your word. I thank you that it's true yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you that your word is the manna that you have given unto us. And I thank you for the rhema word, Father, that will go forth to change a circumstance and a season. I thank you that it is stamped and timed, Lord, by the birth of your son, Jesus, that even the stars announced his coming. And Father, that even the wise men that we call Magi, they were the astrologers, even knew then that it was something special and something different, for the child had been born. Father, I thank you that this is that time, this is that hour in which you are speaking into the body of Christ, that our treasures are to be opened. In Jesus' mighty name, and all of God's children said, amen. There's a preach inside of me, but I got to be careful. I'm going to do this on Sunday. But there is something that I'd like to share with you that was brought to them by the Magi. There was something significant in the stars. The stars were always to give a determination of a date, season, and recorded historical events. historical events. As of today, many merchants can go out on the waters without a compass and navigate through the stars. Sometimes you may be feeling lost. You may feel disoriented. Hear me now. Hear me good. But the stars will always lead you in the direction. What star is that? Well, Jesus spoke in the beginning of time. He said that he hung the constellation for you that would give you a season. There would be night, there would be day, and to everything a season. But he's given you the stars to guide you through your nighttime season. You will never be in darkness. You will always have a guide. And that guide is Jesus Christ through his Holy Spirit. But I want to tell you that your time has been stamped. When I woke up this morning, some of y'all that follow me on Facebook, and for those of you listening on the podcast, you can follow me on Facebook. And there's times that I will get into a prophetic vein with God. When I spend my quiet time with God in the morning with my puppies and my coffee, God begins to speak. There's times that he won't speak until I get into the sauna where it's very uncomfortable and very hot. He begins to speak very loudly. But this morning he spoke to me as the coffee was percolating. And my dogs were looking at me like, to feed me, feed me, feed me. And I felt, my God, there's a preacher in me right now. There is a time that God begins to speak to his people that if we would just put our ears to listen, we would hear what the Spirit of God is saying in its season. But we don't understand when we step into a season that the season was already there. You just so happened to be in that place that you needed to be in, and it was the right time for you. Oh, yeah. Jesus, I'm just going to hold on a second here. I'll do this one on Sunday because I just feel a preach inside of me that I just, it's like fire shut up in my bones that I cannot contain it. But I stepped into a season and I said on Facebook, I am so blessed, but no, I didn't win the lotto, but I have something better that will not wither away, will not fall away, but something that lasts for eternity. I have his presence. I have his presence. And when I woke up this morning, there was tingling all over me. I sat up at the edge of the bed. I said, there's something different about today, and I don't know what it is. Before I could even get downstairs, I sat at the edge of my bed, and I just sat there for a minute. Without jumping into the routine of everyday things that we do every day, I sat there and reflected on what I was feeling, and I didn't have an understanding. How many of you have been there to hear me? Have you ever had that moment in time when something feels different, but you're just too busy that you don't sit down a little bit? He says, get up and sit down. You know, when you wake up, you get into business. You do what you got to do. I woke up and I sat up. And I felt something different. And for some of y'all that have followed me on Facebook, you know, I don't go on Facebook and leave much post at all. Much less I went to the House of Manna Facebook and I said, forget it. I ain't writing it to the church. Hate me if you want to, but I'm writing it to the people that know me. See, some of us pastors have our church Facebook and only church folk go to. And for the longest time, I didn't want to put anything on Facebook because I knew a lot of people that are on my Facebook, they're from my past. Enough said. But we must understand here that the scripture is beginning to tell us there's something that's announcing a birth. When you were born, there was something called time of birth. You know the one where they put your little feet and they put on the ink and then they put on. Now, why do you got to slap the baby? What the baby do to you? Oh, that's for the lungs. Hush your mouth. The lungs are very developed. God knows what he's doing. Smack the baby. Let me smack you back. And then you're going to put that black ink all over my feet, and then you're going to go ahead and, I ain't no puppy dog. But there's something significant about your birth that it has to be recorded. No, y'all hear me now. I'm telling you, there's a recorded season today that something has changed. Something's changed, Joy. Watch this. Let me just get prophetic with the incident with you. Sometimes the keys are taken away. You may feel like you may be stranded. You may feel like you're locked out of what God has given you. God says, I always have someone that will be right with you. I always have someone that ain't going to leave your side. And in the midst of the middle of the night, you had peace. You were on guard. He says, I had called you to be on the wall to watch. But I made you a key, says God. I made you a key. And in that key, it's going to turn things around. It's going to turn it around. And how is that going to come into being, God? Don't you worry yourself, beloved. I got this. I got this. Some things are changing because you stepped in to your season. Have you ever been to a restaurant where it's been crowded? And sometimes they give you those pagers. Don't go too far. It'll be about 30, 40 minutes. We'll buzz you when it's time. What they forget to tell you is the range on those beepers is not too far. If you happen to be like me, I just can't sit down in amongst a lot of people just sitting there because it gets a little hot. I want to wander around a little bit at the mall if I have to, you know. Come back 30, 40 minutes later, like they said, and they said, my pager never went off. Well, we've called you. We called you more than once. You must have been out of range. How many of us get out of range of what God is doing just because something feels like I should just wander over here a little bit, not knowing that that blessing is right there? There's such a thing of being in your rightful place, in the rightful position, your geographic location at the right time. The right time. And when you're there at the right time, things just begin to just show up on the scene for you. That's why you wonder why it gets a little thin in here, because not everybody's called to get the blessing that you're supposed to get. Have you ever had some folks just kind of get away from you because you thought that we're supposed to be together, but no, we're not. Haven't you heard pastor preaching here about cutting off the jokers that are sucking you dry? Well, we're supposed to love because it's a loving house. We're going to love. We're going to love. We're going to show the love of God. And God says, no, I didn't call you to love them. I called you to pray for them. I called you to get them delivered. And I called for you to look at them through their circumstance and tell them that God's got them. But when you started getting into that circumstance of their life, they didn't quite like it. It got a little uncomfortable that they got out of range. So when the blessing came, they weren't there. I'm just saying. Just saying. Don't get out of range. Don't get out of position. Stay in position. Stay in position. Stay in range so that when God calls you, you're there. I'm going to just share something with you real quick, and I'm going to finish this on Sunday. I told the Lord, Lord, I ain't going to be preaching this hard and going all this kind of study, and people ain't showing up. He says, then you just keep preaching the same message till they get it. Oh, but I want the rhema word. That's rhema. Oh, but I don't want no series. It's a series of stories in the book that represent your life. It's right there. I got delivered, Katrina. I said, Lord, what's going to happen? We got so many people in here. He said, preach the same thing. Well, I don't want to do all these kind of multiple services. Have all these different messages. He goes, I didn't tell you I have different messages. I just preach. And when I want to say something different for the people there, you just obey. Well, I got that, God. We could do that. So what if we do a Saturday service? What then? Are you going to speak? Because I'm always speaking and people are listening. Some of y'all missed that, babe. They missed it. You know, man, they all missed it. Bye, they missed it. They missed it. They missed it. I love it. I love it. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Many of us have to come into the place of God, and we have to bow down and worship Jesus. And we have to bring our gifts to Jesus. But it's not until that they worship him that the gifts are open. We can't expect our treasures to be unlocked unless we learn to worship Jesus. But it says they came into the house where the child was. We'll give you your prophetic insight right here that I believe, if you want to take notes, it'll be good for you. But I'm just going to say it and go on. And then I'll finish and wrap this up on Sunday. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold. Say gold. Frankincense. Myrrh. Are you ready for this? Gold is associated with that which is holy to God. You shall also make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it like the engraving of a signet. Holiness to the Lord. That's in Exodus 28:36. And it is used to describe the precious nature of his word and law. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Psalms 19:9-10. Gold is the refining gold which has gone through the process. So when the Magi, the wise men, came and brought unto him, they weren't kings. Magi's were not kings. Magi's were astrologers. They were astrologers. They knew how to read the stars. And when they come, they didn't come because they were kings, as many have said in the story. They came because Magi's would always go to the kings. So when they came to the king, they didn't come empty-handed. As many of us today, as we do, as we go to the church, we don't take gifts to God. We just come because we want to gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. Watch this. What they gave unto Jesus was purified gold. The gold that was laid to the king, King Jesus, as a child, was signifying prophetically that you're going to go through the process. Do you see that? You going through the process, Baya? You've been presented to the king. You going through the process, Melissa? Because you've been presented to the king. Refined gold. Say frankincense. Frankincense is tapped from the scraggly but hardy trees by slashing the bark, which is called stripping, and allowing the exuded resin to bleed out and harden. These hardened resins are called tares. The aroma from these tares are more valuable for their presumed healing abilities and also said to have superior qualities for religious rituals. Frankincense was presented to the king saying, you are going to be stripped, but you will bring healing to the nations. That's a prophetic statement that the Magi were doing to this child. Told you there's so much more to the story than there is of a Christmas story. Let's say frankincense. Gold. Myrrh. No, say it with attitude. Myrrh. Now you got it. One more time. Myrrh. Myrrh, when a tree wounded penetrates through the bank, through the bark and into the sapwood, the tree bleeds a resin, myrrh gum. Like frankincense is such a resin. When people harvest myrrh, they wound the trees repeatedly to bleed them of the gum. Myrrh gum is waxy, coagulates quickly. After the harvest, the gum becomes hard and glossy. The gum is yellowish and may be either clear or opaque. It darkens deeply as it ages and leaves white streaks. You hear me? Myrrh has to do with your sufferings. Your sufferings, your hardships, your letdowns, your disappointments, your beatings. And it'll bleed. And it'll harden like stripes. Are you hearing what is being spoken of here to a child through the Magi that will be used for religious rituals? When was the crucifixion? During the religious ritual, Passover. What was taking place? He was beaten. Where? At the whipping post, which was made out of a tree. You hear me? Now some of you, you're starting to understand that why you go through what you go through is because you're being presented to the king. And in this presentation to the king, you're being lowered, you're being worshipped with the king through your trials, through your purification, through your beating, through your stripping, through your hardships, so that you can be used of God. Are you in a season that has caused you some pain? You've been presented to Jesus. But I'm here to tell you that when they bowed before the king, their treasures were opened. The treasures were open. You read it there, right? When you go through what you're going through that causes the hardships in your life, that has caused so much ambiguity in the direction of which you're going, know this, that the Spirit of the living God is saying that I've had it from the beginning of time. I have time stamped you at your birth, and I know where you're at in the process. Do people know who you are in the process? Or is your process what you're wearing? What you're wearing? I ain't through with this. I hope you wrote down just some prophetic statements there of what was presented to the king as a child. I had prophesied this off. I'm getting off track a little bit. I'll come back in a minute. I had prophesied a year and a half ago that there would be a prophetic voice to go and be with the Lord. Paul Crouch went to be with the Lord. A prophetic voice to begin to be a progenitor for this age and this generation that brought about the gospel of Jesus Christ to many nations. One general has gone to be with the Lord, and other generals are going to be raised up. It's going to go beyond that of which we see out of satellite TV and things that are going to be easily downloaded. It's going to go beyond that and reach to the people that cannot be reached, touched, or even loved. God is calling the people to take their position, get into place, and take this news to all nations. All nations. Even the nations that despise the name of Jesus. There's going to be such a radical conversion of Islam, and you're going to see many beginning to bow and the treasures opened to them. Because they are his children. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I will wrap this up on Sunday. I don't want to keep you too long. We had church early on. It was a prophetic night. And I'm telling you, when I woke up this morning, I knew I felt something different. And what I felt was different is we have stepped into a change of a season. You had Ray come in here and tell you that the season is a season without change. You will always have a prophetic voice go first, John the Baptist. Then the fulfillment will come beyond, from behind, which with Jesus coming now. A prophetic word was released in this house that we are season changers. I believe that and I understand that prophetically, that we have stepped into a season that things begin to change where God has entered into your season. We are going to see some things begin to transpire in these next few months. A star has risen from the east. Astrologers can confirm that 5 BC, 4 BC, even 6 BC, within that time frame, that two stars aligned, two comets aligned, that came and came over Bethlehem at that moment. And it was a trailing comet that as it began to come from the east and began to go further, and when it stopped right over the place where Jesus was. But yet they don't want to believe in Jesus. God knew what he was doing when he hung the stars. It wasn't for you to say, twinkle, twinkle, little star, and to make a wish upon a star. The star came to let you know the beginning of time. Then the sky announced the death of the king. And the sun would not shine. Oh, it's written in time. We serve a real God. Jesus is not a Christmas story. Jesus is about a Savior born unto the people for their salvation from their sins. Amen. If you would, please go ahead and close your books or your notes that you're taking. I want you to close your eyes a minute. As I wrap this up, I thank you for your patience. I'm going to be mindful of the time, and I'm going to be very frank with you. I will labor. I get in my word. I get into prayer. I spend time with God. But the Bible tells me, cast not your pearls before the swine. I'm not calling you swine. I'm saying I labor hard. I pray, and I believe God for you, for your breakthrough. I say, God, I want to last. I don't want to burn out. I look at numbers and I could get just like a man and be discouraged. But when I see people's lives changing, it encourages me. I say, God, I will continue to do this, but I want to see manifestation, God, on their behalf. I ask you to close your eyes for a reason. I want you to ask God right now in this season. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Ask of it in my name and it shall be done. What is that one specific thing? The one, don't be giving me, I want three wishes and I want to wish for three more wishes. No. What is that one thing that you say, this is that I know to be God, that I know to be God, would be God if this was to transpire? It's not that you're proving whether God is real or not. You're not asking for that sign. But God is saying, if you will bring your best to me. Because if you can do it, it's not you. It's not God, it's you. You need God to do something to create a miracle in your life right now. I want you to see that. I want you to witness that. This thing has been staring at you for some of you, it's been staring at you for 30 years. It's been a part of your life, it's been a part of your body. It's been staring at you and staring at you and staring at you. It's caused you to lose ground in your finances. It's caused you to lose ground in your walk, your ability to do what you want to do. This is the thing I want you to look at and say, God, this is what I need removed out of my life. I can't do it, but you can. That's what I want you to see, because that will be the point in your life that you will see God is going to come through for you so strong and so real that you will know that God has shown up on your behalf. On your behalf. He has presented the gifts unto the king through the Magi. The wisdom that was presented to them was the wisdom saying, I know who you are. It is time for we as the people of God to know who he is. And as we know who he is, we must know his attributes to who he is. And we must know the promises because of who he is. And once we know who he is and his promises, we can receive what he has for us. We are not to sit by idly wondering when and if it happens, and when that day comes, that day is here into fulfillment now, because Christ is born. Father, I thank you that we can have a visual picture in our mind of the thing that we know to be a giant, a mountain, or even, Father God, a roadblock in our life. I thank you, Lord, that that particular issue in my life is the issue I give to you. And I thank you that you've made me an overcomer and you've given me victory, Father, through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the resurrection power that raised Jesus from the grave is in me, fully incapable of doing all and above that we can ask or think in your precious name. Now, Father, I thank you for victory in the areas that they have seen and made a mental note of, Lord. I thank you for victory right now, God, in Jesus' mighty name. All of God's children said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As Josh comes to play, I want you to understand that we are going to embark into a new place in God, also with the house of manna.